Louisiana Tech head coach Skip Holtz. He'll give a few thoughts on the game and then take questions.
Hard way to lose. You know, hard way to lose a football game. I was really proud of our team for the way they competed today. The way they came out here with a freshman quarterback getting his first college start on the road at a Big 12 opponent. I thought he competed his tail off. I thought the offensive line did a much better job than a week ago. Our offensive productivity was much better, moving the ball as far as yardage. But when you look at the production in points, we turned the ball over twice inside the 5-yard line going in, and we missed 2 field goals. And that's no way to win a football game on the road. It's probably the way Kenneth Dixon and Ryan Higgins competed. It's just unfortunate that they played such a great game that they were two of the ones that made the mistakes in the red zone going in. I thought Kenneth ran incredibly hard. It's nice to have him back. He's definitely a difference. It makes a difference on your offensive football team. And like I said, I applaud the defense, what the defense did today. Unfortunately, their scores came after turnovers in the red zone and momentum starts to flip, and we weren't able to get the stop. But I thought our defense competed really hard today. And on Kansas, their kickers were the difference in this game. Their punter and their kicker were the difference in the game. He makes a 52. We missed 2 inside of that, and we averaged about 57 yards a punt, I believe it was, 57 and a half yards a punt. I mean, you start talking about 57 to 39, you're talking about 20 yards of field position that's flipping every time you have to punt the ball. But I thought, I mean, their punter and their kicker were the difference in this football game. But it was a hard-fought game. I applaud Kansas for hanging in there and the way they competed. And they were able to get it done at the end, where we weren't able to get it finished.
Questions?
I saw it on the Jumbotron. It was in the far corner. Looking at it on the Jumbotron with a long review, and they kept showing it over and over.
I couldn't really tell if his foot was on the line when the ball came out. Like I saw a very similar play to that last night in the Boise State Fresno game. It was just like it, only his foot was just out while he still had possession of the ball. And they, you know, unfortunately, he just reached the ball out and it came out of his hands. And I said, nobody feels worse in that locker room right now than Ryan Higgins and Kenneth Dixon. And I don't know that anybody competed any harder or stood up and played any better than those two outside of that one play.
What do you say to those two?
You know, I just told Ryan, I'm really proud of the way he competed, just what I said. But son, I asked him as a quarterback stepping in as a freshman, I'm not asking you to make the great play, I'm asking you to make the routine play. Put the ball on the outside arm and protect it. You know, I mean, it's unfortunate that we'd lose a game to learn a mistake like that. But he's a competitor, and he got on the field, and he was running, and he saw the goal line, and he was trying to get it in. But it just wasn't a very smart play. That ball was way too important to do that with it. And the same thing with Kenneth. You know, he's got his head in the towel, he's crying his eyes out. Nobody feels worse than he does. And for the seniors that talked in the locker room about how we're going out, and it's a long season, and the way we're going to keep competing, nobody feels worse than he does. And you know, I told him, I said, you know what, I love the effort and the energy and the way you run and the way you make people tackle you in a situation like that. I mean, we got 2 hands on the football. We've got to protect it. I told Ryan right before we went out there, look, we got 3 points on the board. We got 3 points on the board. Don't take it off. Let's not go backwards. Don't put the ball in danger. Throw it away. Let's play second down. And next play, we ran the ball, and Kenneth was fighting for extra yards and put it on the ground. But, you know, holy cow, it wasn't just Kenneth. We had about 8 guys that had the opportunity because that was right on our sideline on our bench, and it just kept spitting out. It looked like we had 4 different guys jump on it, and it would spit out and jump on it, and it would spit out, and just couldn't get our handle on it.
What was the team's move, do you think, after that second punt?
I mean, the defense, I mean, the second one at the end with
right.
A minute to go.
Right.
I mean, 2-minute drive, so I said to the defense, hey, you know, there's a couple long faces, but look, we got a shot to win it on defense. That's what we want. You know, as competitors, we got a shot to win it on defense. Let's get a turnover. We got a couple timeouts left. Let's get a stop. Let's get the ball back. You know, get the ball around midfield. They're on the 5 or wherever it was. Get the ball back in midfield, and then let's get it back in field goal range again. Unfortunately, we weren't able to make the stop.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you.